This is a teaching that I call Wimpy Wailer or Warrior. Psalm 55, verse 17. Evening, morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. James 5, 16b. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. All of us need to learn the difference between prayers and tears of intercessory and prayers and tears of unbelief and frustration. Tears of intercessory are God-reaching and soul-cleansing, believing prayers motivated by love and mercy, touching the heart and person of God in another's behalf. Wimpy, wailer tears are those shed in behalf of self or perhaps another, but highly motivated by the flesh for personal reasons or desires, often prompting doubt, fear, or even unbelief. This then may cause one to doubt that God is reachable, merciful, and interested in our fears, doubts, personal defeats, and frustration. There may even be a subtle, devious attack by the demonic against those who pray for others, and this must be immediately dealt with by the one interceding on the other's behalf. All that is necessary at this point is to refuse to listen or allow any demonic input to change our course of action. God's word is clear about our authority on this point, and we should heed the word of God about this matter and refuse to give any credence to the attack and go on in faith. Tears of doubt and frustration for unanswered prayers, which is not motivated by love and concern for godly things, are unproductive and devoid of spiritual fruit and must be dealt with by an act of our will to suppress them and their assault against God, ourselves, and others. Now, to be a warrior for God may at times produce tears, but these tears are different in many ways, and they are produced by the Holy Spirit. They, rather than producing negative feelings, produce joy, peace, faith, thankfulness, and belief, which ultimately causes the spirit and soul to rejoice and be hopeful and expectant. God then receives the praise, and the old nature dies, and the new nature takes on new life and vitality. Now, warriors must always trust in the wisdom, mercy, and goodness of our loving, trustworthy God, forsaking any impulse to coerce or direct God in any way. Properly motivated prayers then expect always that the final say and answer rests on the broad, powerful shoulders of our sovereign, caring Father. Many times, faith will manifest with it answers that seemed to have changed the mind of God. But in actuality, God's mind isn't changed at all. The direction has always been God's. It is our mind and faith that has changed. God knows from the beginning to the end, and we change our attitude toward God's answer. If we put our trust in Him and allow Him to pray through us. If only more of the beloved would yield themselves to this wonderful power and method of prayer. To be satisfied with God's way is our heart's check. God simply wants us to want or accept His way before the answer comes, for we must always mean to agree with the heart of God. Let us then refrain from wimpy wailing and become genuine intercessors and warriors for God's people by learning to allow God to reign over our hearts and lives as Lord and King. And then perhaps we can move those mountains after all.